Introducing the Quick Start Wizard. After you install Windowize and run it for the first time, a few things will happen. First, you'll be told that Windowize is installing default apps, and we'll explain what apps are in a later section. Then the Tip of the Day dialog will come up. And finally, the Windowize Quick Start Wizard will run. So for this section, we're going to walk you through all three of these occurrences so that you know what to expect once you've installed Windowize and run it. I'm currently sitting at the login screen on my Windows 7 computer, and I've typed in my password. So to get started, we're going to press the Enter key. That will log me into the computer, and then Windowize will come up, and you can hear what happens next.
Windowize installing default apps. Please wait.
So Windowize is now installing its default apps, and those tones you're hearing are just there so you know that Windowize is working. So this will only take just a moment.
App installation complete. Windowize Tip of the Day. Today's tutorial of the documentation which comes with Windowize, including the manual and README file, is easily accessed from the Help documentation menu of the Windowize control panel. Press Ctrl-backslash, then Alt-H to open the Help menu of the Windowize control panel. Now press Enter on documentation. The first item displayed is the Windowize manual. Press Enter to open it. If you want Windowize Quick Start Wizard, welcome to the Windowize Quick Start Wizard. This Quick Start Wizard will let you set up some of the most common Windowize settings right away so that you can start using your computer. You can access this wizard at any time using the Quick Start menu option in the Windowize apps menu. Select the Next button to begin. Back B button disable default Next End button cancel button.
Okay, so the Windowize Tip of the Day dialog came up, and a few seconds after that, the Quick Start Wizard began. So let's go through the Quick Start Wizard and show you what all it can do. I'm currently on the Next button, and since this is a dialog box, just like the Windowize setup, you can use the Tab key to go forward and the Shift Tab command to move backwards through the dialog. In this case, I'm going to press Enter, that will click the Next button, and the Quick Start Wizard will begin.
Next End button. Dialog Windowize Quick Start Wizard speech voice. The voice that you hear when Windowize is talking comes from a speech synthesizer. Two of the most popular speech synthesizers are included with Windowize. Tab to the radio button, and use your up and down arrow keys to select the voice you want to use. When you're done, tab to the next button, and press Enter. DE Talk Access 32 Windowize radio button unchecked. Eloquence View. S. English Read radio button unchecked. Vocalizer Windowize radio button check. Back B button default. Next End button cancel button.
Okay, we're now at the synthesizer selection. So if you want to change which voice Windowize speaks with, you would do that here. The voices that are available to you will be specific to your copy of Windowize. Don't pay so much attention to what voices you see here, but rather what this particular screen allows you to do. I'm going to go ahead and tab to the synthesizer group of radio buttons.
Cancel button. Vocalizer Windowize radio button check 3 of 3.
Okay, there's Vocalizer Windowize. That's what we're speaking with now. I heard that this is 3 of 3. So if I press the up arrow, we will hear Eloquence.
Eloquence US, English Read Eloquence US. English Read radio button check 2 of 3.
And then I'm going to press the up arrow key.
DE Talk Access 32 Windowize.
And here is Deck Talk. We're actually going to be using this voice for the remainder of the tutorial, so I'm going to go ahead and choose that now. So to continue, I will press the Enter key, and that will activate the Next button.
Voice rate 30 up down edit box. Next End button. Dialog Windowize Quick Start Wizard voice rate. The voice rate controls the speed of the voice you hear. When you increase the rate, the voice speeds up. When you decrease the rate, the voice slows down. Tap to voice rate and use your up and down arrow keys to change the speed of the voice. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Voice rate 30 back B button default next End button cancel button.
So we can tab to the voice rate edit box.
Cancel button. Voice rate 30 up down edit box.
Now here, I can use the up and down arrow keys to speed up or slow down the voice, or I can just type in a number between 1 and 100 to set how fast it talks. Just to give you an idea, let's try setting the rate to 1.
1.
And then I'm going to press the tab key.
Back B button. Next End button. Cancel button. Voice rate 1 up down edit box.
And you can hear that it's talking very slowly. Let's try something like rate 80.
8. 0.
Press the tab key.
Back B button. Next End button. Cancel button. Voice rate 80 up down edit box.
And in case you couldn't understand that, I just tabbed through the buttons and am now back in the rate edit box. Thus, you can quickly adjust how fast or slow you want your designated synthesizer to speak. I'm going to type 30, which is what is set by default, to go back to our normal speaking rate.
30.
But feel free to set this to whatever value you are comfortable with. Let's tab.
Back read button.
And again.
Next and button.
And press enter.
Math symbols like plus, dash, slash, and star checkbox unchecked. Next and button. Dialog window eyes quick start wizard punctuation settings affect what you hear when window eyes is speaking. Tap through the following checkboxes and use your spacebar to check or uncheck the punctuation settings you want to hear. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Math symbols like plus, dash, slash.
And I just pressed the control key to silence the speech. So now we're being asked what punctuation symbols we want WindowEyes to speak. Let's go ahead and tab through these options.
Cancel button. Math symbols like plus, dash, slash, and star checkbox unchecked.
Okay, do we want to hear math symbols like plus, minus, star, and slash? If we do, we can press the space bar.
Space. Check math symbols like plus, dash, slash, and star checkbox.
But in my case, I don't, so I'm going to press the space bar again to uncheck that.
Space. Uncheck math symbols like plus, dash, slash, and star checkbox.
All right, let's press the tab key to move on to the next category.
Textual symbols like question, period, and comma checkbox unchecked.
Do we want to hear textual symbols, which are normally found in writing, like period, comma, question mark, semicolon, and so on? Just as before, you can use the spacebar to check this item, meaning WindowEyes will speak those symbols, or you can press it again to uncheck it or leave it unchecked if you don't. Let's tab again.
Miscellaneous symbols like dollar, at, and quote checkbox unchecked.
Do we want to hear miscellaneous punctuation symbols like the at sign, the quote, the dollar sign, and so on? Again, check this item with the spacebar if you want to hear it, or leave it unchecked if you don't. And those are the three main categories that we give you. So let's tab again.
Back read button.
There's back.
Next and button.
And our next button. Let's press enter.
Nonetheless, box 1 of 68, next and button. Dialog window eyes quick start wizard braille display. If you have a braille display connected and you want braille output, tap to the list box and use your arrow keys to select your display. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Braille displays nana.brizia.brembaum super variant.
We're now being asked what braille display we want to use with window eyes. Since no display was selected in the previous section, we're seeing that none is the current item. But if you wanted to change this and use another display, you can simply go through this list with your up and down arrow keys, or even use the first letter of the display that you want to use to select it. So to get to that list, I can just press the tab key until I reach it.
Cancel button.
There's our cancel button.
Braille displays in list box 1 of 68.
And here's our braille displays list. I can just down arrow through this.
Audio.BZ2 of 68. Audio.BM3 of 68. Baum Super Vario Pocket Vario 4 of 68. Baum Vario Pro 5 of 68.
If I were to press the tab key at this point, WindowEyes would attempt to connect to it. But in this case, I don't have a braille display connected, so I'm going to press the home key. That will take us to the top of the list.
None 1 of 68.
And select none once again. Let's press the tab key until we reach the next button and move on to the next screen.
Back read button. Next and button. Dialog window eyes quick start wizard typing echo. Typing echo is what you hear when you press keys on your keyboard, such as individual characters or entire words. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select how you want your keyboard to sound when you're typing. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Speak every keystroke as I type radio button uncheck. Speak only words when I press the space bar.
Okay, we're now in a screen asking what you want WindowEyes to speak when you type. This is typically known as keyboard echo or the keyboard voice. Do you want to hear each character as you type it? Do you want to hear words? Or do you want WindowEyes to be quiet as you type? This dialog lets you quickly set that up. So let's tab to the radio buttons and make a selection.
Cancel button. Don't change my current settings radio button. Check 5 of 5.
So here we are, don't change my current settings, which is the default selection here. So let's up arrow through the other choices.
Don't speak anything when I type radio button, check 4 of 5.
And as you can see, these options are very self-explanatory. There's don't speak anything when I type. Let's up arrow again.
Speak both keystrokes and words radio button, check 3 of 5.
Say I were to type the word GW micro. When I type G, then W, and then space, I would hear GW space and then GW because that's the word. And then if I typed MICRO space, I would hear those characters followed by the word micro. So basically characters and words. Up arrow again.
Speak only words when I press the space bar radio button. Check 2 of 5.
So Windowize would not speak the individual letters as I typed them, but it would speak the words. So in this case, GW space micro, I wouldn't hear anything when I pressed G or W, but then as soon as I hit the space bar, I would hear GW. Then if I typed micro, again, I wouldn't hear anything as I typed the individual letters, but then when I pressed space bar, I would hear micro. Let's up arrow again.
Speak every keystroke as I type radio button. Check 1 of 5.
Going back to our GW micro example, I would hear the characters GW space MICRO as I typed them, and I would not hear the actual words once they've been completed. Let's go ahead and press the up arrow again.
Don't change my current settings radio button. Check 5 of 5.
And it wrapped around to the don't change my current settings radio button. By default, Windowize is set to already speak characters as I type them, so in this case, we don't need to change anything. Let's press enter, and that will activate the next button.
Dialog window eyes quick start wizard notification area. A common task when working with Windows is switching between running programs using the hotkey alt tab. Window eyes can either stay in the alt tab program list or put itself in the notification area out of the way of your other programs. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select where you want window eyes to reside. When you're done, tap to the next button and press enter. Show the window eyes icon in the notification area out of the alt tab.
Now we're being asked where we want the Windowize icon to reside. Basically, as you alt-tab through programs, do you want to always be able to reach Windowize, or do you want it to be out of the way and not in the alt-tab order? That's essentially what it comes down to. So we can tab to the group of radio buttons.
Cancel button. Show the Windowize icon in the notification area. Out of the alt-tab list radio button. Check 1 of 2.
Here we have show Windowize in the notification area instead of the taskbar. This means that it will not be in the alt tab order, but you will be able to reach it through the notification area, which is discussed later in this tutorial, or by pressing the Windowize control panel key, which by default is set to control backslash. This key is available at any time, regardless of where the Windowize icon happens to be. If we down arrow, we will see
show Windowize in the taskbar and the alt tab list radio button. Check 2 of 2.
Show Windowize in the taskbar and the alt tab list. So regardless of what you do, Windowize will always be in the Alt-Tab order when you go through your open applications. Windowize will function equally well in both areas, so it's really up to you as to where the icon resides. For the sake of the tutorial, I'm going to leave Windowize in the taskbar. So let's press Enter, and that will activate the Next button.
Finish F button. Dialog Windowize Quick Start Wizard Keyboard Layout. Windowize offers several keyboard layouts for Windowize hotkeys. While the Windowize documentation will always refer to the default layout, you may want to choose to use hotkeys that are more familiar. Tap to the radio button and use your up and down arrow keys to select the keyboard layout you want to use.
We're now being asked, what keyboard layout do we want? The keyboard layout, basically, is the set of commands that Windowize recognizes and will respond to. At the time of this recording, we ship 3 such layouts with Windowize, so let's tab until we reach the group of radio buttons.
Cancel button. Do not modify my existing keyboard layout radio button. Check 4 of 4.
Okay, there's do not modify my existing key layout, which is fine. But let's go down one and see what options are available.
Insert keys alternative layout utilizing the insert key radio button. Check 1 of 4.
Here we have the insert key layout. If you're coming to Windowize from a different adaptive product, then this layout should help you quickly acclimate to Windowize because it mimics the majority of commands you might already know. So rather than having to learn all of the Windowize keystrokes, you can continue using the ones that you are already familiar with and get on with using your computer and learn how Windowize differs from what you used before. That's not the layout that we're going to choose, however, so let's down arrow.
Default for use with full-size keyboards radio button. Check 2 of 4.
Here we have the default layout, which is what we're going to choose in just a moment, and this assumes that you have a full-sized keyboard, including a numeric keypad. But in case you do not have a numeric keypad, or you would rather Windowize not use it, you can down arrow again to
laptop for use with laptop keyboards radio button. Check 3 of 4.
The laptop layout, which is useful for laptop keyboards, which normally do not have numeric keypads in them. In this instance, the Windowize commands from the default layout, which relied on the numeric keypad, have been reassigned, so that although the keystrokes might be different in some ways, you have access to all of the Windowize default commands. And of course, if we down arrow again,
Do not modify my existing keyboard layout radio button check 4 of 4.
We have do not modify my existing keyboard layout. So if I want to continue running with the default command structure, which I do, I can either keep the selection here or up arrow to the default keyboard layout. Since the default keyboard layout is selected by default, as the name suggests, the choice is up to you. If you're brand new to WindowEyes and would like to follow along in the tutorial, you can choose any keyboard layout that you like, but we will be using the default command structure. Therefore, if you choose something different, we suggest having the hotkey reference, which is found at the end of the WindowEyes user's guide, and that also comes with new copies of WindowEyes handy in case the commands that we describe differ from what might be assigned in the layout that you chose. Since I want to keep the default layout, I'm going to press Enter, and that will activate the Finish button. Notice that it said Finish instead of Next, meaning this is the final step of the WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard. So let's do that now.
Close button. Dialog WindowEyes Quick Start Wizard Quick Start Complete. The Quick Start Wizard is now complete. All of the changes you selected have been applied. You may press Enter to close the Quick Start Wizard. You can access all WindowEyes settings by pressing Control Backslash. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to call our technical support team at 260-489-3671 or email us at support@gwmicro.com. Default close button.
And pressing Enter will close the Quick Start Wizard. So we'll do that now, and then we will see the Tip of the Day dialog which came up before.
WindowEyes Tip of the Day. Today's tip TL of the documentation which comes with WindowEyes, including the manual and README file, is easily accessed from the Help Documentation menu of the WindowEyes control panel. Press Ctrl Backslash, then Alt H to open the Help menu of the WindowEyes control panel. Now press Enter on Documentation. The first item displayed is the WindowEyes manual. Press Enter to open it. If you want to open other documentation instead, press Support Down to make a selection, then press Enter. Read only edit box. Dialog WindowEyes Tip of the Day.
So now we're in the WindowEyes Tip of the Day dialog. When WindowEyes starts, you'll see a new tip that either describes a WindowEyes feature or tells you how to get somewhere. The first tip that you will always see explains how to get to the WindowEyes documentation. If you're new to WindowEyes, it's important to know how to get to the documentation. So in this case, we were told you can press Control Backslash, that will bring it WindowEyes, and then you can press Alt H on Help, and then Enter on the first item, which is the documentation pull-down. From there, you can find the manual, in the README, a link to our training resources, and possibly other items. We're placed in a read-only edit box by default, so I can use the up or down arrow keys to read what's here.
All of the documentation which comes with.
Okay, that was the up arrow just to hear the first line. Let's down arrow.
WindowEyes, including the manual and README. File is easily accessed from the Help Documentation menu of the WindowEyes control panel. Press Control Backslash, then.
And that was just me pressing down arrow a few times to go through this text. Since this is a dialog, we can tab through some options.
Next tip and button.
Here's the next tip. Let's press the space bar and see what our next tip happens to be.
Space. Sometimes programs present more text on the screen when they are maximized, making for a better reading experience. To maximize a program's main window, press Alt Space, followed by X. To maximize a program's auxiliary or child window, press Alt Dash, followed by X.
And WindowEyes read the next tip to us. And as you heard, we were told that it's a good idea to maximize any windows you happen to be using for a better reading experience. While not all windows can be maximized, most can. You can do this by pressing the Alt key and the Space key together, letting go, and then pressing the letter X. And if the program you're running happens to have other windows inside it, you can use Alt Dash together, and then the letter X to maximize those windows. We do have quite a few tips that come with WindowEyes, so if you're new to it, we recommend going through these, because you never know when you might learn something new. Let's tap again.
Previous tip P button.
So just as we could go to the next tip, there's a button here to go to the previous tip. Let's hit the space bar.
Space. All of the documentation which comes with WindowEyes, including the manual and README file, is easily accessed from the Help Documentation menu of the WindowEyes control panel.
And there's the tip that we heard just a moment ago. Let's tap again.
Close button.
Here's the close button that you can activate here with the space bar, or you can press Escape or Alt F4 to close it. And if we tab one more time.
Show tips at startup has checkbox checked.
Here's the Show Tips at Startup checkbox. By default, this is checked. This means that a new tip of the day will open whenever you start WindowEyes. If you don't want this to happen, you can uncheck this item with the space bar.
Space. Uncheck Show Tips at Startup has checkbox.
And then you could close the Tip of the Day dialog, and then it would not open the next time you started WindowEyes. I'm going to keep this unchecked, and press the Escape key to close the dialog.
Settings E screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1. Dialog window eyes explorer dot set.
Now let's say that you wanted to get back to the tip of the day dialog and you had told WindowEyes to not automatically show it. That's actually very easy to do. First, you would press Control backslash to get to WindowEyes itself. I'm already in WindowEyes, so Control backslash isn't necessary. But then I can press Alt H for help.
H. Documentation D pull down.
There's the documentation pull down that we were just told about a few minutes ago. And then I can press the letter T for tip of the day.
T. Menu closed. Today's tip T. Sometimes programs present with text on the screen when they are maximized, making for a better
And there's our tip of the day dialog again. So even if you opt to not see the tips when WindowEyes starts, you can still access them easily through the WindowEyes help menu. Let's press Escape to close the tip of the day dialog again.
Settings E screen closed 1 of 7 preview depth 1.
And now I find myself back in WindowEyes. So to recap, WindowEyes has been installed, and we've just set it up exactly to the way we want it to behave in terms of our speech rate, our keyboard echo, our preferred synthesizer, our preferred braille display, where WindowEyes itself resides, remember, either in the taskbar or in the notification area, and we selected a keyboard layout to use. We also saw how to quickly get some tips on using WindowEyes and Windows in general through the WindowEyes Tip of the Day dialog. So now that we've got WindowEyes set up to our liking, let's move on to the next section.